want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? This man was trapped and in torment. He was possessed by demons. There may be people here that don't believe in demons, but believe me, they do exist. What is demon possession? It's to be taken over, enslaved, and controlled by evil supernatural forces. Look at this man. He had total disregard for his personal dignity. He was naked. He was angry. He was destructive. But the demons that had possessed this man recognized the authority of Jesus and so became hostile and spoke with a different voice from the person they occupied. They were also very strong. This possession had made this man an outcast. He was violent and had terrified the people in town. He was so terrifying that they kept him chained and under guard. He was so strong that he broke the chains and escaped to the caves outside the town. He was a person people pointed at, feared, and made fun of. He was dismissed as crazy. No one took him seriously. He's the kind of person we want to put away so we don't have to deal with him. He was condemned to an animal-like existence. Regardless of how the man came to be demon-possessed, you can only imagine the horror of his life. This man was in a cave watching as the boat containing Jesus and the disciples moved to the shore. He charged at them like a bat out of hell. But Jesus didn't react with fear. He was confident of his power over the spirit and stood waiting for the man. When the demons in the man saw that this was Jesus, they stopped charging at him and brought the man they had taken over to his knees. The demon said, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Jesus asked the man his name, and he told Jesus his name was Legion, because many demons had gone into him. Why did Jesus ask his name? We can only guess, I suppose, but maybe he wanted people to see that this was not a bad man. He was possessed. The gang of demons knew Jesus was going to cast them out. They knew that the heart of the Lord would lead him to rescue this man. They knew that they couldn't stand before the Holy One of God. They accepted these facts and asked that they not be sent into the abyss or the place of the dead. And Jesus, for some reason, granted the request of the demons. So the demons entered the pigs, and we are told that the whole herd rushed down a steep hill and went into the water and drowned. Mark is the one who tells us how many pigs there were. 2,000. And maybe we ask ourselves, why did the demons want to go into the pigs? Why did the pigs run into the sea? What happened to the demons after the pigs went into the sea? But our focus needs to be on the man who had been a prisoner in his own body and the man who set him free. Look at the change in the man. We're told that when people came out to see what had happened, they found the man sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. Jesus had given the man's life back to him. What a wonderful deliverance. What a powerful saviour. He satisfied the demands of justice. Our sin debt was erased and we were set free. As in the words of Amazing Grace, we were once lost and then were found. After the pigs were lost in the sea, which would have been a significant financial loss, the owners of the pigs ran to town and told everyone what had happened. Well, what do you think these men reported? Did they talk about their great losses, or did they report the great miracle? Did they talk about the superiority of Christ, or did they talk of Jesus as the one who destroyed their economy? Human nature being what it is, I suspect their report was negative. They were angry rather than grateful. When the people came out of town, they saw the crazy man. He was no longer crazy. The man who had terrorized the townspeople was now dressed and sat before Jesus, soaking up every word he taught. This man responded to Jesus with gratitude and devotion. The people reacted differently. Instead of celebrating the deliverance of this man, we're told the townspeople were afraid. They had a fear that made them want to run away. They were afraid of Jesus. Rather than find security in his power, they asked him to leave. They told the Son of God that he was not welcome in their town. The demonic begged Jesus to let him go with them. Some people feel threatened by Jesus. They don't like the way he exposes their sin. They're afraid of his authority. They will do everything they can to get Jesus to leave. They enact laws, they write books, they slander his precious name, they hold public rallies, and they ridicule his followers. Their goal is simple. They want Jesus to leave them alone. Others recognize the Lord Jesus as the one who has set them free. They respond to his power by running to him. They submit to his authority and want to walk with him the rest of their lives. Jesus tells us the same thing he told the man. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. The Lord tells us to give our testimony, to tell others about the transformation that has come to us because of Jesus. There are many people in the world, and maybe in this congregation today, who feel like the man in the story. They would love to be loved as much as someone's pet. Unfortunately, they believe they are beyond hope. They feel trapped in life and maybe believe their life is out of control. They've been pushed aside by society and they believe there is nothing that Jesus can be done. That nothing can be done. Jesus came all that way for one man who the world had tossed aside. Does Jesus care about us? Jesus came all the way to earth for us. He went all the way to the cross just to prove his love for us. Does Jesus care about the homeless, the poor, and the imprisoned? Does he care about those with learning difficulties? Does Jesus care about those who made big mistakes in their lives? He does. And this story proves it. Amen.